Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a video on Nick Zakel, the offensive tackle from Fordham University. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of all our shows on Instagram at 100th Football, and you can listen to our podcast every single day at, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, at 100th Football on any major podcasting platform, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find amazing football content, a ton of draft coverage, a lot of amazing legend reviews and history specials, and a whole lot more. So please go over there, leave us a review, and check out what all we got on our channel, because we have close to 800 episodes on our podcast now, and more than that on our Facebook and YouTube. So please go over there, check it out, and like I said, if you have any suggestions for any videos or any episodes you want to cover, or certain players, whether it's draft prospects or history specials or anything like that, please put it in the comments. We love hearing your suggestions, and we'll definitely put it on our upcoming schedule to do at a later date. So thank you guys so much for that. All right, so Nick Zakel, the offensive tackle from Fordham. So you might ask yourself, who is this guy? Why are we covering this guy here on the show? And I will get into that in just a second. This guy is super impressive. 6'5", 325, brought out of Broadview Heights in Ohio, where his hometown, went to high school out there and was a star at Breckville Broadview Heights High School in Ohio. He lettered, and he was a great player there. His school was fantastic, put up a ton of points, a school record, 425 points in 2016. He was a team captain as well. Right before he left, came to Fordham in 2017. His freshman season, he played 9 games on the offensive line as a freshman, as a rookie. He started 8 of those, the majority of those at right tackle, 7 of the 8 to be precise, or excuse me, 8 of 9. And Fordham has a very solid program in terms of football, guys. I'm telling you, you got to look at some of these smaller schools, the ones that you might not hear much about. Because in 2017, his first season, he blocked for an offense that averaged 371 yards per game in the Patriot League. That was third best. So they were very solid. Sophomore season, started in all 11 games at left tackle as a sophomore. He's on the second team All-Patriot League during that season. And once again, he blocked for an offense that led the Patriot League in passing offense with about 200 per game. Then we get to his junior season, 2019. He was a 2019 first-team All-Patriot League selection. He was also got a ton more accolades, right? There's a laundry list. You can check them out. He got the Lansing Trophy as Fordham's top lineman. He played in all 12 games at left tackle for the Rams. And like I said, that offense, once again, thanks to him, top-ranked offense in the Patriot League, 357 yards a game. And they also led the league in scoring with 25 points a game. Then we go 2020-2021. He is a fifth-year senior, so he did come back after the COVID-shortened season. Played left tackle a little bit, first-team All-Patriot, also on the academic All-Patriot League, so he's good in the classroom as well. And once again, that Fordham offense was doing its thing once again. Led the Patriot League and also ranked 17th in the FCS. in scoring as well with 31.7 points a ball game. And so, I mean, like I said, Fordham's offense, 433 yards a game, so they've got almost 100 yards more compared to 2019. And so they were really putting up work thanks to this young man here, a team captain in 2021, a big-time leader for the offensive line, something they're definitely going to miss this upcoming season. Like I mentioned, first-team All-Patriot, a couple of seasons, also in the academic list. So he's smart. He's a good player. It's just that he plays at a school that not many people even know about. So let's talk more about Nick Zakel and what I like about the young man and what he can improve on to help out his stock in the National Football League. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. Some strength. He attacks his man. He is physical. He plays with a wide base. You can see here on the screen. He's got his legs out nice and wide, those tree trunks. Got quick feet as well. He dips his shoulder, moves his feet. He's not afraid to get some good motion in that body, looking good. He's strong. Whenever he gets low, he will definitely help out you there. There's a reason that offense was clicking so well at Fordham. His best asset is probably his strength all in all, especially as a run blocker. This dude is insane as a run blocker. Gives a very good, strong punch initially. He plays with good leverage. He bends his knees. He knows who he's going to hit, and he will hit them hard, let me tell you. He's a big athlete with solid bulk, and he's filled out. You can see he ain't missing any meals. And all that food, all that training, that's going straight to those muscles, right? Those 24-inch pythons, as Hulk Hogan would say, brother. So he's doing good there. He plays with good strength. He's very good. He's dominant in the run game, I would say. That's his strength, his run blocking. But he's also solid in pass protection as well. So what are some things he can improve on? Some of the weaknesses, we'll say. Because like we always say, there's no perfect prospect. They're all going to have some flaws. So with Nick Zakel, like I mentioned, there's always going to be that thing where, oh, he plays for the small school. But also, too, this is a very heavy draft in 2022 for offensive linemen, offensive tackles, offensive guards, centers, you name it. There's a ton of prospects. I'm pretty sure we've covered all of them in the top 10, probably top 20. And don't get me wrong, Nick Zakel is a great prospect, but he's just getting overshadowed by all the bigger names, bigger schools, all that. So that's why we're here today to shine some light on him. So some things he can improve on. He has somewhat limited range. He doesn't consistently get to that second level. He just kind of gives you that nice first punch, but he doesn't keep moving after that. Sometimes he can play a little bit too undisciplined. He can get you some penalties. Lacks a finishing attitude, right? So sometimes instead of maybe trying and just holding on to a player for a longer amount of time, make sure that run gets cleared through or whatnot, or that receiver can get by the hole, that he'll sometimes just kind of let go and think that, oh, yeah, we'll be fine. But then instead of gaining an extra 5 yards, he might get tackled. Then that's just to him not holding on for a little bit longer. He shows ability to move his hands, but it's not elite yet. He still has to work on that. He uses mostly his whole body as opposed to just that hand, that arm strength. He can sometimes lose leverage battles and can be late off the snap. Just an issue of timing, pretty much. If he can get a good rhythm, and whatnot, he'll be fine with that. Also needs to work a little bit on his technique in the passing game. Like I said, he's more of a run blocker than a pass blocker. So he can definitely work with that and use his leverage and his size and to help move his feet. Like I said, he is 6'5", 325, so he's a pretty big prospect. And also, too, he can be a little bit heavy-footed. He's not going to be the quickest. He's got good, like, feet, but it's not the quickest. It's not the best balanced. He doesn't have that good lateral ability that you'll need, and he sometimes can struggle with the speedier rushers coming off the edge or the corners. So he will definitely need to work with that, with his just technique, his footwork, all that, all bundled into one. To help him in the next level. So overall, Nick Zakel is a interesting prospect, very much so. Comes from a smaller school in Fordham. But I definitely think he's someone you'd be looking out for. Someone who I think will go in a later round. Someone who definitely has the potential to be a solid player in a couple of seasons. I think he just needs a little bit of love, a little bit of TLC once he gets into the league and to really kind of get everything down pat and looking good. I like Nick Zakel after looking more at his film and just kind of reading up more about him. He seems like a good guy all around. But I think once he gets drafted, later round draft pick, someone you can work with, someone you can maybe throw on the practice squad, someone you can put in a run blocking situation. And you can definitely put this guy on the field, I think. But once he can develop a solid pass blocking mentality, because, I mean, let's face it, that is going to hinder him. And that's probably why he is sliding down draft boards. It's because the NFL is definitely a pass heavy league nowadays. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some great running backs, right? Kamara, Cook, Henry, just to name a couple. It's mostly the quarterbacks who are doing a majority of the work nowadays, and you have to have a solid offensive line in order to protect your quarterback and get those passing yards, right, those 200, 300-yard games from your quarterbacks. And I think that's where Nick Zakel can definitely improve on. I think he can do it, of course. And, coming from Fordham, I'm going to go to the NFL. I'm excited to see where this young man lands. And, like I said, the draft is about a month away. So put in the comments, where will Nick Zakel wind up? Are you a fan of Fordham, fan of the Rams, or have you never heard of the school before? And do you want your team to draft him? And if so, please leave a comment. We love interacting with the fans. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So be sure if you like the video, like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our shows at 100 Football on Instagram. And, of course, check out the podcast at 100 Football, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. And we have each and every day something coming out, at least one, probably more, right? 1 to 3 or so per day of podcast. Draft prospects, we're going super heavy like we've been for a couple of months now. And like I said, if you like Legends interviews, history specials, or anything else in the realm of football, you can find it on our podcast, which has about 800 episodes, and on our Facebook and YouTube page, which has over 1,000 plus. So thank you guys so much for all love and support. We couldn't be doing what we do each and every week without your support, and we thank you once again. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lance, talking about Nick Zakel, the offensive tackle from Fordham University. Be sure if you like the video, like, comment, share, subscribe. We will be back with another live episode in just a little bit. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.